This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The biggest criminals in the world are American leftists. And when they're not actively committing crimes, they are covering for those who do. And it's a vicious cycle because you're either on duty or you're covering for somebody who's on duty when you're off duty. You get what I'm saying? But it never rests. It could be, it doesn't matter, white collar, blue collar, it's crime. It could be the low-level drug dealer, the low-level gangster, whatever. The left will cover for that person because they're milking it from the top. You know, they're going to give you some excuse why the kid who killed this other guy in a dope deal was okay. As long as nobody else got shot and it was just them, it's okay. All the crime, whether it's against each other or it's against some dude that went down there to buy some dope. It's okay. It was criminal on criminal crime. Let's forget about it. And oh, by the way, the black dude who committed the crime, he didn't have a daddy. And the white guy, well, he was upset over Donald Trump. So that's why he was down there buying drugs. It got him killed. So it's all Trump's fault. I mean, can't you see it? Don't you see the logic of that? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. So there was a shooting in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I don't know if you guys saw this because it got covered up in the Trump raid and all the other things that we have to be focused on. And for the record, this isn't a big deal. It really isn't. I'm only talking about it. You ready, Andy? Metaphorically. Authorities said on Tuesday they arrested 51-year-old Mohammed Sayed as a suspect in the killing of two Muslim men in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Now, CNN interviewed the guy's daughter, and she said her father, who works as a truck driver, drives a gray Volkswagen Jetta. Albuquerque police previously released images of a gray Volkswagen sedan appearing to be a Jetta, which they called a vehicle of interest in the killings. I love how they wrote that, appearing to be a Jetta, as if the Volkswagen Jetta could say, listen, I know I look like a Jetta, but I'm not a Jetta. I'm a Tiguan, you know, or what's the other? I'm a Volkswagen Beetle. I profess to be a Beetle. My pronouns are Beetle, okay? Appearing to be a Jetta, that's just funny. And now, it wouldn't be funny in the previous life because I wouldn't have even had anything to reference. But it's funny now because pretty soon a car doesn't even have to profess to be what it is. You get where I'm going with this? So here's what's interesting about this. Sayed is the guy who's been accused of killing two other Muslim men, and actually it's four Muslim men. Now, here's what cracks me up about this story. Why did they not have a white boy to blame? This is a Jussie Smollett story if I've ever seen one. You got somebody attacking a special interest group that the left is going to help. In this case, Muslims. Muslim men. We're talking brown men here, folks. Immigrants. This has all the trappings of a leftist story to say, those Trump people trying to kill the Muslim men. But they didn't say that. Maybe they didn't have enough time to develop that part of the story. But the daughter said, Sayed left his home in his vehicle Monday night, telling the family he was going to Texas to find a place for them, and adding that he was fearful of the recent shootings that had taken place in the Muslim community. Now, this guy ought to be promoted in the Democratic Party because he is absolute the best material. Why? Because he's the one doing the shooting. But he's telling all the people around him, you know, listen, things are scaring me around here because they're killing Muslim men. And I'm a Muslim man. And despite the fact that I'm the one doing the shooting, I want to make sure that the community looks at me as the victim. I think the Democrats now have their candidate for 2024. But Kevin, he might go to prison. So what? Authorities, acting on a tip from the public, had been preparing to execute a search warrant on Syed's home when they saw him get into his car and they followed him. They said Syed was pulled over and detained near Santa Rosa, New Mexico, which is about 120 miles east of Albuquerque, about halfway to the Texas border. Meanwhile, police executed the search warrant in Syed's home and found multiple firearms. By the way, I don't know if they found any pictures of Trump. Maybe they need to get the FBI to come help them and see if they can fabricate some other things on Donald Trump. Maybe they could tie him to the Russians. Syed said that her father was home during the shootings but could offer no proof. But she says this: "My father is not a person who can kill somebody. My father has always talked about peace. That's why we're here in the United States. We came from Afghanistan, from fighting, from shooting." They've been in the family's been here for roughly 6 years. They confirmed that Syed is from Afghanistan, saying that during the last several years, he had, quote, a few minor misdemeanor arrests from the Albuquerque Police Department from domestic violence and some other incidents, adding, "That's our only known history with him locally." Now, I don't want to prejudge here. I don't know what the domestic violence things are and all this, because let me tell you, it's easy to get these things conflated. I know from a lot, believe me, I know this. But they go on to say this: all three previous domestic violence charges Syed faced were dismissed. Yeah, maybe because of honor killings. I don't know. Just saying, Syed, Muslim, you know, keep the women in check kind of a thing. Anyway, they said, according to the affidavit for his duress, Syed denied any involvement in the shootings during an interview. But here's what's interesting. Four killings of Muslim men took place in Albuquerque between November 2021 and now, with the latest three occurring within the span of 2 weeks. All victims were of South Asian descent, and an arrest affidavit provided more detail on two of the killings. And as I said, Syed is a person of interest because his car has been spotted at these killings. You know, so they've got the information about it. He has no proof, alibi, which they say innocent people don't. So I'm not trying to cast any aspersions, but it looks pretty suspicious. But the thing that, as I said, that got me was this: they didn't blame a white boy. But don't rest. Don't think that the left is going to try to figure out an angle for this. And I'm curious how it shakes out. We got more to talk about this hour. Keep it here, folks.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259. 96-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
If this raid on Donald Trump tells you anything, it should tell you this. Democrats are so scared. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Democrats are panicked, and they need to be, because they are in deep, deep trouble. I don't know if this is true. I saw somebody that maybe it was Laura Ingraham or somebody that said that Trump is leading in every poll. He can't. DeSantis isn't. I think it was. You know, it was Megyn Kelly. We have that clip. Just play the clip.
There is no way that's what they were searching for. There's no way. I watched all the coverage last night. I've read everything, and I read Andy McCarthy this morning, who, as it turns out, agrees with me. I agree with him. He's a former top prosecutor, former assistant U.S. attorney. And he says the same thing. This is about January 6th. If you believe this is about classified documents having to do with bullshit Trump took with him when he left office, your head is in the sky. This is about January 6th and the never-ending desire to get Donald Trump on something. They don't want him to run for election again. They're mad he did not get convicted on the first or the second impeachment. They're mad that he did not get pursued criminally by the New York DA. They are mad that Russiagate fell apart, and they are mad that he's leading in the polls. He's crushing DeSantis. His candidates of choice all made it into office, virtually all of them last week, and they are prepared to unleash hell. The Democrats play dirty, and Merrick Garland is very clearly willing to go along with that. He's been moving in the concentric circles toward Donald Trump over the past several weeks, going after his top advisors, subpoenaing them. You know, we've seen close Trump advisors in handcuffs, dragged away as if they're mobsters. This is really getting alarming. And the American public deserves answers.
For those of you who recognize the voice, that is Megyn Kelly. For those of you who didn't, that is Megyn Kelly, former Fox News person. I was one of her main people that I would interview. She would bring me on to interview. And I learned over time that Megyn was much more of a left of center person than I thought, particularly if you got into women's issues. She became almost leftist. But what I want you to understand about that clip and Megyn Kelly is she's getting it. Megyn Kelly has come to the conclusion that many people should, that these Democrats are not good people. Now, look, she's in the news. She learned her lesson when she left Fox and went to NBC, and that was a failure. But she's got plenty of money, and she's a bright lady. But what I'm telling you is this. She's not an outlier. Many people like Megyn Kelly have said, whoa, wait a minute here. This is insanity. I've seen enough. This could happen to me. She says this was not about January 6th. It wasn't about the raid, for classified documents. It was about January 6th. Of course it was about January 6th, but it's a bigger picture than that. And I know I said I wasn't going to discuss this anymore, but I'm giving you now the reactions of other people, and I want to put it into the context of what I've been saying about things for quite some time. This has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It has to do with what Trump was able to accomplish. This guy completely turned over the cart. He was Jesus going into the thing and turning over tables and raising holy H-E double crooked socks. That's what he did to the body politic. And that's why, folks, as you will learn, this is not just about the Democrats getting Trump. This is Democrats and Republicans. There are people complicit who voted, who are part of the Lincoln Project, who believe themselves, who are part of the Bush team. They call themselves Republicans, but they are not Republicans. They are a uniparty that believes they should be the ones ruling you. They are the ruling class. Newt Gingrich has said it. Others they confiscated one of Trump's supporters, a congressman. They confiscated his phone. They took it. This guy's going on vacation. They came and they took it. Who does this? These people kicked around. Donald Trump thinks he's a dictator. They told you what they were going to become by accusing Donald Trump of being what they are obviously doing. Man, this is insanity. Everybody's right about it. This is crazy stuff. Breaking. This is what Eric Trump printed out or tweeted out, I should say. DonaldTrump.com is shattering all fundraising records, and I'm told has raised more money in the past 24 hours than ever before in recent history. The American people are pissed. That's what he put on Truth Social. Now, let me go ahead and explain how this goes into some other areas. So we had Roe v. Wade, right, the decision that was made, and supposedly, I saw this news story, a headline. I didn't look at the polls, but they said the gap has now closed. The Democrats, in the last 3-4 days, the Democrats closed the gap between the Republicans in Congress, and now they're back to being neck and neck. So in other words, the Roe v. Wade thing did it, and women are now, woo, everybody's mad, et cetera, et cetera. And I cry foul. I cry complete BS on this. I don't believe that for a second. Well, let me give you some information as to why I don't. There was a special election that was held in Minnesota. And here's what they wrote. The victory for Finstad in the first special congressional election since the Dobbs decision came down and Roe v. Wade was overturned will lead to some significant tea leaf reading ahead of November's general elections. It's also another boost to Republican momentum as party leaders look for successes to hype up, as was done with Republican Rep. Maya Flores. June's special election win in Texas, 34th Congressional District. Election watchers noted Finstad's decisive victory, which bested long-standing margins for GOP candidates in the counties that make up Minnesota 1, and the quieting effect it had on Democrats who are in need of some tide-turning results ahead of November. I'm not going to give you the numbers yet. I want you to just dissect what I told you. The Democrats are claiming, polls are claiming they've closed the gap because of Roe v. Wade. Now, June was prior. Now, they'd already leaked it, but Maya Flores won in Texas, even though they had leaked Roe v. Wade, even though the Democrats made Mexicans appear to be one-trick ponies all concerned about immigration. And now, post-Roe v. Wade, we get Finstad, who ran in Minnesota in a special election. He kicked the butt of his Democratic opponent. And let me give you the numbers. They said Finstad ended up in what was previously a +3 Republican district. He was +14. Post-Roe v. Wade. In Minnesota, where Ilhan Omar is supposed to be the queen bee, right? People, folks, are sick of the Democrats. They are sick of their policies. They're sick of their Gestapo, Nazi, Stasi tactics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Soaring inflation is leading more Americans to tap into their savings to make ends meet. That's according to a survey from New York Life. The life insurance company found 36% of respondents dipped into their savings during the first half of the year as inflation grips the country. The average amount was $617. A scene is still active northeast of Cincinnati after an armed subject attempted to breach an FBI visitor screening facility in the city.
The situation is contained to a certain area. There is a perimeter set up within that area. So nothing outside of that area. Right now, there is no public risk to anything outside of that area.
An Ohio State Patrol official saying gunfire was exchanged during a police pursuit after the suspect's vehicle stopped. USA Radio News. The Department of Justice is suing former Trump advisor Peter Navarro over his refusal to turn over private emails that he allegedly used to conduct White House business when Trump was president. Navarro is under indictment after refusing to comply with a subpoena from the January 6th committee.
I, Peter Navarro, the only senior White House advisor in the history of this republic, ever been criminally charged in this manner.
A funeral was held Thursday for late Indiana Congresswoman Jackie Walorski. The Republican was killed in a crash last week. Walorski was coming up on a decade of service in the House. LIV Golf is accusing the PGA Tour of getting Tiger Woods to criticize players who jump ship to the Saudi-backed tour. A lawsuit filed by the golfers who made the switch to LIV claims the PGA got Woods to do its bidding by suggesting they would never play in the Masters, Open, or other majors. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We need to work right now, next year, with President Biden on an address, on an agenda that addresses those issues.
Well, let me rephrase the question. Do you want to see him run for re-election?
Look, right now, my concern is electing more Democrats in this midterm election so we can finally address the needs of working families. That's where my mind is.
In case you wonder why the raid happened, I'm giving you your evidence. Bernie Sanders, he's asked point blank, do you want Biden to run again? He's a sitting president. Mr. Popularity, 81 million votes. Do you want him to run again? My concern is, well, whatever, okay. What about AOC? You remember a while back she was asked the same question?
Before we go, I just want to ask about President Biden. He is saying he's going to run again in 2024. Will you support him?
You know, if the president chooses to run again in 2024, I mean, first of all, I'm focused on winning this majority right now and preserving a majority this year in 2022. So we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But I think if the president has a vision, then that's something certainly we're all willing to entertain and examine when the time comes.
That's not a yes.
Yeah, you know, I think we should endorse when we get to it. But I believe that the president has been doing a very good job so far. And, you know, should he run again, I think that I think it's we'll take a look at it.
Okay.
But right now we need to focus on winning a majority instead of a presidential election.
That's not a yes. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Ask that question any way you want, and you know what you're going to get from the Democrats, the same old gobbledygook. Well, we're focused on the midterms, and, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Yeah, see, if you were to say to people when Trump was running, do you want Trump to run again? Yes, no question about it. He had performed. Joe Biden hasn't performed. And as I said, it's sad to watch this man. It's sad to watch him. It's such an embarrassment. Because we're not the only people watching this. Every country in the world is looking at the same video and audio clips that we have of Joe Biden and wondering, what is this dude's problem?
You know, NATO was formed out of the wreckage of World War II, as we all know. Where war, you know, it had... Look, just be straight about it. Wars have repeatedly riven the continent, engulfed the world in conflicts, and there's no way to avoid that if we're not together.
What in the world was that? War. Welcome back, folks. Look, clearly, this guy has major problems. And it, why would you? You're a Democrat. Are you going to put your name on this? Then somebody, one of my friends, brought up a critical issue. He says, Kevin, Joe Biden says he knew nothing about this FBI raid. And somebody else said, well, then who's running the country? Because you would think with something of that magnitude, he would want to be in the know. If you're going to raid a former president, I would think you would want to tell the existing president. So which is it? Did you know? And you authorize this boondoggle, this another witch hunt? What number of witch hunts are we up to at this point? Another friend of mine, she tweeted this. She says, the FBI pushed Russia collusion hoax, spied on law-abiding Americans, and by the way, continues to, lied to the FISA court, ignored Hillary Clinton's server escapades, where she bleach bit to remove data, smashed servers, and tore up mobile devices, all in an effort to not get them information, in complete defiance of an order from Congress that said bring all the data. She decided upon herself to delete different emails that she claims had nothing to do with the stuff that was revolving around Chelsea's wedding, as I recall, and her grandbabies. The FBI persecuted journalists at Project Veritas, went in and raided these guys, treats January 6th citizens peacefully marching as terrorists, targets PTA moms who dare want to push back against the indoctrination of the school systems, ignores drug crimes at the border, allows drug cartels to operate freely in the United States, and I could give you some other things, ignores the real terrorists of Black Lives Matter and of Antifa. I mean, how many more things could we add to this list? What all have they ignored? They've ignored Comey. He lied to Congress. They won't go look into anybody that has anything to do with Epstein. They will not investigate Hunter Biden's laptop and Joe Biden's potential connection to that, or James Biden's potential connection. And I could go on. This is for beginners, folks. This is not, I mean, we're not even digging in here. We're not looking at something that, you know, Woodward and Bernstein would have to get to the bottom of. We're looking at stuff that is right on the surface. But they got time to go pretend that they're going to look into Donald Trump maybe took some stuff. And here's what I'm hearing. I heard it, he had a letter from Barack Obama. And, you know, a letter from something. I mean, stuff that you would keep. If you were vacating an office, you would probably take that stuff with you. This is the guise under which they did it. Supposedly, what it was it national security? I mean, what, as I asked earlier in the broadcast and in other broadcasts from where we were talking about this subject, what could you possibly justify? Did you say, well, we believe that there was ricin in envelopes that were accidentally taken away, or what? Give me something credible, because they have nothing. Nothing. Here's Senator Tim Scott. He was asked about the raid on CBS in a morning show, and he gave a pretty good answer.
We are joined now by Republican Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina. He is here because he's the author of a new book. It's called America, A Redemption Story. Senator, good morning.
Thank you.
The book right here. It's a good read. I think it's going to connect with a lot of people. It's got two chapters on the former president, President yes. Trump. You clearly have a good relationship with him. He's very nice to your mom.
Yes.
but we're at this extraordinary moment in American history where that former president is the subject of multiple investigations, and his home was searched by the FBI overnight. So I have to put the question to you. Do you still feel that he is the best representative of the Republican Party?
Certainly is the largest voice in American politics, period, Republican or Democrat. And it looks like he'll continue to be. The more focus you put on him, the more likely the supporters will rally around him. There is a huge divide in our country.
But wait a second, before you go, Senator, that wasn't the question.
He said largest, which is largest voice. Objectively true, right? He won a straw poll.
But do you still think
best representation?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the good news is I get to answer the question how I see that question. Yeah. But the truth is that he is, without any question, the most powerful voice in all of politics. And that's why so many people, left and right, continue to focus on President Trump.
Yeah, but why this is such a dangerous moment in our history, and a lot of people pointed this out, is because we are divided. Yes. There are the wings of our government that are supposed to be nonpartisan, but now seem to be politicized. And one of those wings is the FBI. So do you think the FBI, do you still believe and trust in the FBI to do its job, even with a former president, in a nonpartisan way? Or do you believe, as the former president says, that FBI is executing a witch hunt?
Well, we've had the FBI before the Judiciary Committee just in the last 2 weeks, trying to figure out why they do what they do. And there's been lots of questions before this raid about whether or not the FBI is doing their job apolitical. And we don't know the answer to that question yet. This
you
is
have
probably
doubts
gonna,
about the FBI.
This is going to raise more questions, in my opinion. We need to let this play out and see exactly what happens, but we should all have been stunned and surprised and shocked at what happened yesterday. The real question is, A, what is the Federal Records Act? And B, what are we talking about? It has to be something of incredible magnitude for at least my side of the aisle to say that was warranted. Without that, I think we're going to find ourselves in a very big mess as it relates to the credibility of the FBI.
So the most interesting part of that discussion was at the beginning, in my opinion. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. He said, do you think that Donald Trump is the best representative of the Republican Party? He says he's the biggest voice, period. And then Gail comes back and says, well, whoa, whoa, you didn't answer the question. He goes, well, I answered the question the way I see it. And then he goes on to say this. He is the most powerful voice in all of politics. That's Tim Scott saying it doesn't matter whether you have a sitting president or not. Donald Trump is the most powerful voice, period. Then, of course, they want to go on to get him to just say, does he trust the FBI? And he gives the political answers. I wish politicians would just say what they really mean. He should have easily answered, no, we wouldn't trust the FBI. Because why aren't they looking into Hunter's stuff? More when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Yeah, the Ice Age is coming for the dinosaurs. Now, in a statement exclusively to Fox, Congressman Scott Perry, you just referenced Newt, stated, "This morning while my family, traveling with my family, three FBI agents visited me and seized my phone. They made no attempt to contact my lawyer, who would have made arrangements for them to have my phone. I'm outraged, though not surprised, that the FBI, under the direction of Merrick Garland's DOJ, would seize the phone of a sitting member of Congress. Mr. Speaker, these tactics, for those who throw around the casually throw around the word fascist, it reminds me of, you know, the days I lived in the Soviet Union as a student. You didn't know what they were going to take from you at any minute of the day. They'd take anything. A book, a backpack, anything.
I think they're actually more Bolsheviks than fascists. Mm-hmm. But I think clearly, first of all, under our Constitution and the whole idea of separation of powers, by what right does the, and I say this as a former Speaker of the House, so I've been through this, by what right does a member of the executive branch come into a legislative branch elected official into his home and take his phone? I mean, that is an act, frankly, of destroying the American Constitution. And I increasingly agree with Mark Levin, who says we're right at the edge of a post-constitutional America. I cannot overstate for our viewers, as a historian, as a Speaker of the House, as somebody who's watched this for literally my entire lifetime, we are on the precipice of a group of truly evil people who are prepared to destroy the Constitution and the rule of law and who are proving it every day. And we ought to quit applying to them the kind of questions that would apply to normal people. These aren't normal people. They are liars. They are bad people doing bad things, and they're going to do more bad things until they're stopped. And the way to stop them is at the election this fall. The Constitution will still work if the American people will show up and throw out all the people who are trying to establish what is basically a dictatorship of the state against the American people.
That is the Laura Ingraham. She's talking with Newt Gingrich about the people that are impacted, what the left has done by not just going after President Trump, ergo the American people, but anybody associated. And so what they're doing is they're peeling back the onion. Oh, you're a Trump supporter. Oh, you believe there was a cheat in the election. That's why they go after Elena Stefanik. Many of these Congress people who have rallied around Trump, by the way, what the Democrats are very afraid of are all of these newbies, the new people who are winning. And you know what they're winning on? Election integrity. The Democrats need to cheat in order to win. The only way they can win is if we allow them to implement the big cheat. And that's why they're going after Trump. That's why they confiscated that congressman's phone. He supports it. Anybody in that atmosphere, in that ecosphere of Trump is fair game. They did it with Russian collusion. Paul Manafort, for goodness sakes. This is a guy that had 2 weeks on the Trump campaign. He wasn't around Trump long enough to do anything. Languishing in prison. Papadopoulos, what was his name? Papadopoulos, I think was his name. He had such a minor role, did nothing. Ended up getting a slap on the wrist. General Flynn, suing for $50 million now because of the lies they told about him. Everything about the left, as it pertains to Trump, debunked. You know what else is going to get debunked? Everything that they told you, media's fair. Joe Biden won legitimately. Russian collusion. Donald Trump is the biggest existential threat. Climate change. Oh, it's not really inflation. Joe Biden is really good. It's not what you see. Barack Obama was the best president ever. You know, everything they say ultimately gets what? Debunked. And it isn't some conspiracy. It's not a bunch of people that are out there going, man, I hate Barack Obama. He ain't nothing but old star president. Look at the results. Oh, Barack Obama did, but whatever they tell you, it is statistical lies. It is, as I say all the time, kabuki theater. It's magic. Don't believe your eyes. It looks like the truth. It's dressed like the truth. You see it and you go, boy, it does look like that nickel went through the table and down below in his hand. Well, what do you think? They broke the laws of physics? No, it's a lie that looks dramatically like the truth, so much so that you know what you end up doing? You end up going, you gotta go see the show, man. It's awesome.
Well, it's not just in Vegas and it's not just for entertainment, folks. This is a show that they put on all over the country, if not all over the world. And you know what happens to the people that don't know it's a magic show? They believe it. They think it's the truth. Laura Ingram said, these tactics remind me of the Soviet Union. And Newt Gingrich said exactly what a stupid Republican would say. Well, it's more Bolshevik than it is fascist. Okay, so exactly what did he explain to the least common denominator? It's more Bolsheviks than it is fascist. Sorry, I don't speak your language, Newt. Wow, what? That's a guy trying to explain to you how smart he is. Look, Newt, dumb it down a little bit and tell people, look, we can quibble over what it is, Laura, but let me tell you, the average American should understand that this is government telling you you are insignificant. And if they'll do it to Trump, they can do it to you. That's an explanation. It's more Bolshevik than it is fascist. Now, he asked the question. He says, what right would a member of the executive branch have to come into a member of the legislative branch's home and take his phone? That is so Russian, Gestapo, German, Stasi German, whatever, you know, call it whatever you want. It's all of those things. It's communism. I gave you guys a list of all the things that the FBI should have been investigating, could have been investigating. But as one of my friends said, the FBI is a disgrace. Merrick Garland, as Attorney General, is, to quote, so deeply lacking in judgment that he's unfit to serve as Attorney General. Oh, Democrats, folks, this is what's so sad. They're too idiotic to be shamed. They're not ashamed. They're too stupid to be ashamed. Here's Marco Rubio. I can't play the whole thing, but he's giving some explanation about what he's seeing here, and he's spot on.
A group takes power. One of the first things that group does is they begin to persecute and go after their political opponents. And then when the supporters of their political opponents begin to complain about it, they begin to target them and they criminalize opposition. And that's what's happening here now. They took power. They are demanding. And you see it on Twitter. You see their public statements. They are demanding. They want Donald Trump arrested. They want him charged right now. They wanted him charged months ago, years ago. They wanted him charged. And I'm telling you the next thing you're going to see here, Sean, because it's the playbook. And that is they are now going to begin to say, oh, these Trump supporters, these Republicans, they're very upset. They're saying very angry things. We think they might be a threat. We think they're radical extremists. Let's start arresting them. The next step in this process is going to be that people who are supporters of Donald Trump's or just conservatives complaining about this are going to begin to get harassed are going to begin to get labeled as potential insurrectionists and are going to begin to get harassed by law enforcement. That's the next step in this playbook, sadly.
You know, we went through 3 years, Senator, 3 long years where we now know that FISA warrants were obtained using an unverifiable, dirty Russian dossier that was bought and paid for by Donald Trump's opponent in 2016, Hillary Clinton. I believe the FBI and I believe the Department of Justice have squandered any goodwill or any deserved trust of the American people, especially when it comes to Donald Trump. What could they possibly be looking for here?
Well, I actually don't think they went in looking for documents. I think that was probably their excuse, that they found some Obama donor judge to write him a ruse. Yeah, they found some Obama donor judge to write, and not even a judge, a magistrate, to write and give them the search warrant. I think they went in there looking to see whatever they could find. Their argument is, all right, we were here looking for documents. We didn't find those, but look what we did find. Or who knows what happened while they were in there, because the lawyers weren't allowed to see it. These people are obsessed. The far left, they will stop at nothing. People don't understand. This is the playbook from all over the world. The far left believes that their cause is so worthy that anyone who is against it must be evil, must be a criminal, and must be punished and put away. Look, this is one of the reasons. I know people hear this all the time. This is why elections really matter. We've got to take back the majority in the House and Senate so we can subpoena the records behind this and these other efforts, so we can bring in the director of the FBI, the attorney general, and force people to testify under oath about who told you what, who told you to do this, what was the justification behind this. This stuff needs to happen, and I hope we have to have the guts to do that.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. Marco Rubio's got it right. Demonize one person, then go after the people that support him and demonize them, and then eventually give them a name so you can go after the whole group. You'll have a rationalization for going after them.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.